This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station. The Health News Digest on the Bigger Picture. BFM 89.9.
Hello, I need a moment of your time.
We all need something, don't we?
Dr. Bailey, what are you doing here?
My name is Dr. Miranda Bailey. I am chief of surgery at Grace Sloan Memorial.
Surgery is upstairs on 4.
Okay, interrupt me again. I'm coming over that counter. My name is Miranda Bailey. I am chief of surgery at Grace Sloan Memorial, and I believe that I am having a heart attack.
Good news, ma'am. Doesn't look like a heart attack.
May I have that?
I see you are a doctor, so I'm sure you know that people could confuse heart attacks with basic indigestion or reflux.
I'm not confused. Give me that.
Welcome back to Health News Digest. If you've just joined us, I'm Tina Camilla alongside Tisha Ig, and now we're talking about why women die without female doctors. You've just heard a clip from a Grey's Anatomy episode in which the character Dr. Miranda Bailey claimed to be having a heart attack but was not taken seriously by the hospital staff despite being a doctor herself. Grey's Anatomy, of course, is a fictional TV hospital drama, but that plotline was apparently based on a real-life health scare of one of the show's writers.
So this is coming out of a study which found that women who have had a heart attack have a significantly higher survival rate when a female doctor treats them in an emergency room. And this study looked at nearly 582,000 cases published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences coming out from Washington University in St. Louis. They reviewed anonymous medical data from Florida hospitals over a long period from 1991 to 2010, measuring factors such as age, race, medical history, hospital quality, among others. And what they found was when patients shared the same gender as their doctor, they were more likely to survive, with the probability of death falling by just over 0.6%. Female patients were less likely to survive heart attacks than male patients. And gender differences in survival rates were actually the highest under male physicians.
So a little bit more statistics breaking down the numbers. Men and women had similar chances when they saw female doctors. The gender disparity in survival rates was about 0.2%, which equals about 11.8% of men dying versus about 12% of women.
So that's not very significant. Yeah. Under male,
under female doctors.
Under female doctors, yeah.
However, when they see male doctors, they have a far poorer outcome, particularly for women. The gender gap in survival more than tripled to 0.7%. That means 12.6% of men died compared to 13.3% of women. So you might think it's 0.2% tripling to 0.7%. How significant is that, really? In fact, in the researchers' sample size, which is a very
huge
it
was, half a million.
Over half a million. That means that 1,500 fewer women would have died had they been treated by female doctors rather than the male doctors that they saw.
And interestingly also, they found that when male doctors had many, looking at male doctors who have many female ER colleagues, the women under their care fared better. So, you know, something about whatever the female doctors are doing are transferring to their male colleagues. But when you have male doctors working in an all-male team, you don't see that effect.
Yeah. And there were other studies in the past as well that showed similar results. You know, previous studies based on data from Australia and Sweden revealed that men and women experience different care if they have a heart attack. The Australian data showed that women are half as likely to get proper heart attack treatment in Australia. A UK research separately has shown that women are more likely to be misdiagnosed. So like just now, the clip that we heard on the Grey's Anatomy episode earlier this year, the hospital staff was saying that, you know, the symptoms that Dr. Bailey was having might not be heart attack symptoms. It could be indigestions and so on. So women's heart attack, although they exhibit similar symptoms to men, women's heart attacks are not as dramatic as men. You typically think of heart attacks as, you know, clutching your chest in pain and falling down dramatically. Oh, I shouldn't be making light of the situation, but women typically exhibit less...
More subtle symptoms?
Yes, that's right. So, yes, you could have women having the same symptoms just like men. That means chest pain, discomfort that could spread to your neck, jaws, and your back, fainting, lightheadedness, dizziness, indigestion, heartburn or abdominal pain, and even cold sweat. But they present atypical symptoms as well.
But even those, right, chest pain, lightheadedness and all that, they can very easily be mistaken for other things.
Yeah, like having your period, for example.
Yes. And I think that... women themselves perhaps also need to be more aware, because women themselves perhaps don't want to make a big deal out of things. Oh, I'm feeling dizzy, but I don't want to trouble anybody. I don't want to go to the ER and, you know, they might say it's nothing and then they'll make fun of me. So, you know, so women themselves, I think, holding back and not recognizing when something could be potentially serious. And in fact, they could even have some... symptoms that are similar to, you know, having the flu, like fatigue and nausea, shortness of breath.
Yeah.
And I think the misconception can be on both sides, women themselves and the treating doctors maybe brushing it off.
Yeah. But I suppose because there's so much emphasis on chest pain as the main symptom when it doesn't present as commonly in women, perhaps, I think it means we could rethink a little bit of we could lower the emphasis on that, minimize the emphasis on chest pain and look at it in a more, I don't know, because I mean it's not an uncommon thing, because even experts themselves don't realize, and this clip I'm playing next is from an interview that we did, I think, earlier this year with Dr. Farina Mohamed Saleh, an emergency physician who was telling a story, an incident that happened to a doctor.
Dr. Farina, are there misconceptions about the pain or the symptoms when you're having a heart attack?
Yes, we had a specialist who was working in the emergency department during fasting month, and he had sort of vague pains in the upper abdomen area, where people usually describe as a gastric pain. And he was working at that point in time, and he attributed it to fasting. So he had a drink, and he was even sweating at that time, you know. And he let this go on for about 2 hours before he really thought, oh, I might be having a heart attack. He did an ECG and found that he did have a heart attack, and he was sent over to us in IJN for treatment.
There you go.
And he's a specialist, and he could make that link, you know? Yeah. So what more the average person, average woman? Take note of these kinds of things. If something feels wrong, it probably is.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, there's no solutions that we could offer, but you know, it begs a few questions, like should women be asking for female doctors?
Well, you won't get any if you're in Japan.
Still not letting that one go.
No. But I think the link there is that, you know, we can't be discriminating against female doctors because we need them in the practice. What I wonder though, what is it that female physicians are doing right so that the female patients are faring better under them? Is it that, I mean, I don't want to say that they are better clinicians, but there's something that they are paying attention to that male physicians are missing out. What is it?
Yeah, it's an interesting question to read up on, I suppose. I think there have been some studies on how, I suppose, women's pain have never really been taken seriously,
especially by men.
Yeah, especially by male physicians. So, and in the past, there were obviously far more male physicians, and very rarely do you get to see a female physician. So, a lot of conditions that affect women were not taken as seriously, and now we're only, you know, trying to address that. But I think it's worth exploring.
And I think also, from a public health perspective, we always think about diseases like breast cancer, cervical cancer, and the like afflicting women, and then we link heart attacks to men.
Mm.
So we are not making that connection that heart attacks very often kill more women than breast cancer does.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and the other thing that struck me was that perhaps there's a disconnect in the way that the female patient communicates with the male doctor and mm-hmm. vice versa, whether perhaps they feel not as comfortable to speak up about their symptoms, whether the way that they describe something is not being taken on by the male doctor.
Hmm. Well, that's interesting. But I think the take-home message here is, you know, heart attacks really do not discriminate based on your gender or, you know, as this study showed, you know, even your age, race, for that matter. Mm-hmm. But really, your survival rate could depend on who's seeing you in the ER.
I'm curious to know what happened to Dr. Miranda Bailey.
Yes, okay, spoiler alert if you haven't watched that episode season from season 14 and episode 11, you can skip this next minute. But here's what happened to her.
If you didn't tell him, then how the hell did he figure out?
I figured it out because I have never known you to take a sick day, ever. And because I heard them pace Dr. Maxwell when you called me. And none of that matters. What matters now is that you are being hooked up to an EKG with cardiac symptoms in someone else's hospital.
What the hell's going on here?
Dr. Maggie Pierce, Chief of Cardiothoracic Surgery at Gray Sloan. And I'm saving your patient's life. Look at this EKG. Elevated ST.
I know what an MI looks like.
Clearly you don't. Because she has been sitting here for hours and you've completely... We missed it.
Dr. Bailey, you know as well as I do that your previous EKGs did not show these changes. Weber, glad to see the Gray Sloan team decided to join us.
Dr. Pierce needs to get Dr. Bailey to cath lab.
I need to open up the blockage before it's too late. The floater with Plavix.
You don't have privileges here. Now get out of the way so I can help your friend. Let's go. What is it? Are you feeling any?
Why is it that men only listen to women after they've done something wrong?
Well, there you go. She did survive her heart attack.
That's
so
good. And I love that. Dr. Maggie Pierce, senior cardiothoracic surgeon. Yeah.
Good for Dr. Bailey to insist. But you see, not everyone has that privilege
authority,
and authority to be making that kind of calls.
And you're losing, what you said just now, 1,500 women because it's just not being diagnosed or treated properly.
Yeah. Anyway, here are some stories that we are also tracking this week.
No decision has been made on whether or not disciplinary action will be taken against Dr. Noor Iliani Mohammad Nawawi for her discriminatory comments towards LGBT patients. Social media rumours even say that she has been transferred, but those rumours turned out to be false.
An update on the alleged sex predator doctor. 10 victims and 7 witnesses have been questioned. The probe is expected to wrap up this week.
Meanwhile, the Department of Veterinary Services denies abandoning Sarawak amid the statewide rabies outbreak, which began in June last year.
And Home Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin, who had treatment in Singapore to remove a pancreatic tumour, will undergo 12 chemotherapy sessions in the next 6 months.
We wish him well. And just coming out last week, the Ministry of Health has halted the patient access scheme, providing new drugs for free, pending a review by the National Audit Department at the request of the Ministry's Pharmacy Practice and Development Division.
And the Department of Statistics reported that Malaysia's overall fertility rate drops to its lowest level ever recorded since 1963, to 15.8 births per 1,000 people compared to 16.1 in 2017.
I think I'm contributing to the low fertility rate. Finally, Malaysia has recorded 51,147 cases of hand, foot and mouth disease between 1st of January and 14th of August this year.
So if we get any major updates on these stories, we'll be sure to cover them in the coming weeks. Coming up, your common concerns. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.